Check one, two. This is the work session of the Mayor and Council of the City of Bisbee County of Cochise, State of Arizona, to be held on Monday, October 16th, 2017, at 5:30 p.m. at the Cochise County Board of Supervisors Hearing Room, 1415 West Melody Lane, Building G, Bisbee, Arizona. Ms. Coronado, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Anna Klein. Councilmember Joan Hanson.
Here.
Councilmember Frank Davis.
Here.
Mayor David M. Smith.
Here.
Councilmember Bill Higgins.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Douglas Dunn.
Here.
Councilmember Gabe Lindstrom.
Here.
City Staff Robert Smith, Interim City Manager, Ashley Coronado, City Clerk, Carrie Bagley, Finance Director, Alberto Chavez, Police Chief, George Castillo, Interim Fire Chief, Christine Roberts, City Attorney.
Thank you, ma'am. Before we start, I'd like to take literally just a couple minutes. I want to thank, first of all, the Cochise County and the supervisors and Mr. Gilligan for the incredible outpouring of assistance that they've given us already and that we will be using in the future by utilizing this room. Our city offices will be in this building and the next building for the next number of months while we go through the rebuilding of the city hall. I also want to give special thank yous to our first responders, Chief Castillo and Chief Achave should be, and as we are very proud of their people and in the sacrifice and the risk that they were facing. We didn't get anybody hurt. And as they say, certainly in my business, but it's true in this situation, it's only property. And we didn't get anybody hurt. And thank God for that. And I'd also like to thank our incredible staff. I'd like to thank Interim City Manager Robert Smith for his leadership in this time. I felt particularly vulnerable being many, many miles away when it was going on, but I was completely at ease knowing that it was being taken care of because we have such good staff, our employees, and under the leadership of Mr. Smith in this particular case, performed exemplary as they are continuing to do. I have called ahead or posted the fact that we can use volunteers and we can still do that to help with messy records and things like that. And we will be having a number of volunteers tomorrow morning at the middle school located on Melody Lane. And we will go forward from here. We have I believe the investigation is completed. We'll wait for the Sheriff's Department to put out an official finding tomorrow. Robert and I have a meeting with our Public Information Officer at 10 o'clock. So if it hasn't been put out by that time, we will discuss with her them putting it out because the investigation was, of course, turned over to them. They, in turn, got Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms in to assist in the investigation, which is a matter of routine with government buildings. And so I want to be sure and thank, make sure that my thanks go out to Mark Daniels, our sheriff, for the detectives and members of ATF that came in to assist us also. And with that long, long intro, I apologize, but I've no doubt have forgotten somebody that I shouldn't have, but I will try to remember them in the future. So going on to our item number one is discussion on the current status of after the fire at City Hall. Robert Smith, Interim City Manager. The floor is yours, sir.
Thank you, Mayor.
I'm going to offer some information up front, and then I would ask that we allow the department heads to come and provide some direct feedback on their experience as well. I ask... Yes, sir. And they'll come up to the podium. I asked for the work session, and I appreciate council granting the work session to do this. I felt maybe a free-flowing conversation with questions and answers would be called for and helpful for council to try and close the loop on where everybody's at. So with that being said, I've circulated a note that I jotted, and I'm going to read that into the record to start my discussion, and then I'll introduce department heads if that'll work. The statement, and I have some copies here. I don't have a whole lot, but I have a few copies here for the public if they want this. I'm writing this update with a county pen on a county notebook, sitting in a county chair at a county desk in a county building. The county has been good to us. This community, the people, the businesses, the churches, the volunteers, the governments, the partnering agencies, and you, the council, have contributed mightily to our response and recovery from this incident. Staff and leadership have moved mountains and worked miracles while mourning the loss of a favorite icon. I'm extremely proud of and humbled by what I've witnessed this week. I have an outline of dates. The 11th, we put out the fire, we planned for the next day and held a press conference. The investigation began and setup began for accepting payments at the police department. The day after the fire, we began strategic meetings twice a day. We worked with the sheriff's office and insurance. We called for a council meeting for today so that we could discuss what we were doing. We met with the hospital regarding their water supply and fixing that. And we began planning for extrication and recovery of materials, and we ordered wireless phones for staff. On Friday the 13th, we met with the structural engineer. ATF was called in. We secured additional space at the school. We contacted SHPO and USDA over funding on how we're going to replace this facility or repair it. There was outreach to the Association of City and County Managers Association, and we spoke with neighbors. I went door to door around the building to talk with the neighbors. Saturday the 14th, the police department began working security on the site. We boarded up the windows and painted what we could. On Sunday, I thanked the community church that Sunday morning and their pastor and had communication with staff regarding the coming week. And then today, we've gone through logistics for extrication and recovery, and we have begun that. We've begun onboarding our new HR director. We were mid-interview and process on that. We've requested organization and training of the extrication teams. They've gotten their shots and equipment so that they'll be more safe going in and out of the property. We've coordinated a visit to the site with SHPO and an architect. We're beginning discussions with the USDA on community facilities grants. We are launching our phone and network services here at the county offices today. And we're ordering point-of-sale equipment so that we can get the finance window going and people can make payments here. I focus largely on removing barriers to progress, securing resources for my departments, adding information for their decision-making, and creating external communications and updates. I've helped with some of the organization and process and approach. The departments have accomplished the heavy lifting, and they will each report to you this evening. It's been an honor to work alongside and serve with these leaders. They've truly been an example to everyone.
Thank you, sir.
With that, I would ask Chief Castillo to come up and talk about the response. Then I'd have Albert, Chief Echave, talk about security. And then I'd ask finance and the clerk's office to come and chat about the process that they're going through and what they're doing to recover.
Before we do that, does any member of the council have questions of Mr. Smith at this particular time before we move on? And Mr. Smith, as I understand, as our leaders are coming up and discussing, we can ask them questions at that particular time.
Yes, sir.
So, thank you. Chief.
Good evening, Mayor, Council, City Staff, people in the audience. I'm Chief George Castillo, Bisbee Fire Department. I'm just going to kind of give you guys a report on that night, on what actually, when we got there, what happened. We got the call just a little bit after 1 a.m. Wednesday morning, October 11th. The initial call came out as a report of smoke in the area of City Hall and the skate park. There was an officer, one of the Bisbee police officers, in the area. Their channel was down, so they were on our fire frequency. When their first officer got on scene, he did report there was smoke coming from the second story of the building. My first engine arrived shortly after that. Lieutenant Mark Perez was the supervisor of the shift that day. He got on scene and reported heavy smoke coming from the second story on the alpha side of the building. And they were going to go interior. I arrived probably about, I'm going to say about 6 to 8 minutes after the first due engine in. I made face-to-face contact with command and asked him if he was good with command or if he wanted me to take it over. He said he was good with it, so I again said, well, I'm going to do a walk around the building and check the building out and start setting up divisions. During that, well, our interior entered the building for approximately, they were in there, they said, for about 10 minutes doing operations on the second floor. They said when they entered the building, the first floor had smoke, not much heavy smoke, but there was light smoke, and they exceeded up the stairs. Once they got to the second story, they were encountered with a lot of smoke. They proceeded, and they said it was a second door. On the right-hand side is where they actually started seeing the fire and started fighting it. They were doing the operations interior until they started losing a little bit of water pressure, and it found out that they did burn a hole through the hose. Some hot embers put a hole in the hose, so then they exited the building. Once they exited the building, and we're going to go back upstairs for another operations, by then, after I did the walkthrough, I noticed the smoke was pretty intense. And I decided to keep them out from the upstairs. I made a decision to get on the radio and call help from Douglas Fire Department. I requested their aerial truck. I figured that what we had monitors that could reach the roof, but it couldn't get to the center of the roof where we really wanted to. So I really thank Douglas Fire. A good friend over there, Chief Navarro, sent that truck. And that helped out a lot. We also called help from Palominas, Naco, and San Joe, their first due engines. The goal was to set up an engine on each corner of that structure. We wanted all four corners covered with monitors up on the roof. So once they got a scene, we established that. Then the ladder truck from Douglas showed up, not much. Probably about 45 minutes after we called them, maybe a little sooner, they went up and set up operations for that. We had a total of four hydrants that were used. We had one on Hudson and Arizona Street and Tenor, Clausen and Rupee, and Hudson and Campbell. Once all the hydrants were all going, ladder truck, all the monitors, the hoses, we started losing water pressure. Then we made a decision to call more resources with water tenders to come support our trucks. With that, we got water tender support from Naco, Sunnyside, Whetstone, Fry Fire, and Palominas also sent tenders. Once those resources were all in place and we had the feeding the trucks warm with water, and everything was going, that's when we kind of got a little bit of control on the fire. All my shifts, these last few months, I've had my guys out. We've been doing, we started doing some pre-planning training up in Old Bisbee, and a lot of it was being done on two-story structures up there. One is the, I believe it's the Clausen House, or one of them houses over there. We've just been doing a lot of training on second big story. So I think with all that training, it came into play for this fire. We'd never trained to fight a fire at City Hall, but with that training, I mean, this fire to me went very smooth. Everybody was doing what they were supposed to do. There was no problems on that. We fought fire until the sun came up. Again, we didn't call the fire out. We just called it controlled. By the time the sun came up, got the fire under control a little bit, we started deploying the resources that we, or getting rid of the resources that we had. We kept a few on scene for a while. I do want to thank all my guys on duty and off duty, everybody that showed up. Pretty much everybody came in for this fire. All the surrounding departments that helped. When I made that call, everybody came. There was 8 different agencies that came out and helped us. Public Works, the police department, the sheriff's department, all you ladies from City Hall, thank you. You guys were great. Local restaurants, the businesses, the church, and all the community that pitched in. This is a great community to work for. When a tragedy happens, these people come together. And I've been here for 27 years, and I can tell you this is one fire that actually went well, and it turned out very good. Despite City Hall being lost, it could have been a lot worse. A real special thanks to that man sitting over there, Interim City Manager Robert Smith. Mr. Smith, you showed true leadership, professionalism. You stayed calm. You kept us all calm. And I want to thank you. You did very well under pressure, and you got my support. And that's all I have for now.
Thank you, Chief. I can, when you say things like, you know, you know, we lost it and so forth, I can tell you from my perspective, you guys did an outstanding save on that building.
Thank you.
The fact is that the amount of damage that is there could have been so much worse. Calling in that the aerial from Douglas was terrific, and the fact that they were able to get there fast. So thank you so much for your wisdom and leadership.
Thank you.
Any questions, Mr. Chief?
I don't have a question. I'd just like to say thank you.
You're welcome. We appreciate all the thanks. Like I said, everybody's been great to us. The community's been great. My guys are all rested. Also, during that fire, I just want everybody to know that we actually had 4 EMS calls go out around the same time. It's hard to pull 2 guys off that fire scene, but we had to do it. We had to still cover what we had to do. Everything was still covered during that. So I'm still very proud of my guys. The whole city was covered. Everybody was.
And you have a right to be, Chief.
Thank you.
And we, as we are.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor, Council, and members of the community. It's been a long, long week for us, and I don't have much to come up here and say. As far as the status of the police department, we wanted to echo that early on, as well as with the fire department. We had a long night that night, and we've had a long day since then, but we are still, we're still up and running, and we're still able to respond to calls and answer those calls for service, and we've been able to continue to do that. It was definitely a challenge. We were able to, with the help of the Cochise County Sheriff's Department, not only coming in and help with the investigation, but they also, their Sheriff's Assist Team, provided security on that location for the first 24 plus hours. They manned that with at least 2 guys, sometimes 3 and 4 guys, all night long. They brought in their mobile command post and had it set up with lights, and really took care of us, because at that time we didn't have the manpower to continue functioning as a police department and sit on the building as a crime scene all night either. So they were a great help to us, the sheriff's assist team, the sheriff's department as well, coming in and helping us with the investigation. Dwayne and his guys, Public Works, as soon as we said we might need it, we had a truckload of fencing pull up, and it was up and put together. You know, most of us have been there at the city hall majority of the day today. We got a lot of stuff pulled out of there, a lot of filing cabinets, and we're hoping that we're going to salvage most of the documents that were inside out of finance. And that's the fire department, on-duty guys, myself, Dwayne, and all his guys. We're all over there just working together to meet the task at hand. And we always come together in these times to get this done. And, you know, we had this tragic event that happened. And thanks to the hard work of Carrie and everybody from City Hall coming together, we all still got paid the next day. I mean, that's amazing. Everybody comes together to get the job done, and I couldn't agree with Chief Castillo more. Mr. Smith is a huge reason for that. He brought us all together, he put us on task, he kept us calm, and he helped us through not only the issues at hand, but some of the other hiccups that came up along the way, was able to come in and help us address some of these things. And it's been a whole lot easier to deal with this kind of crisis when we have that kind of leadership to follow. And it has been a privilege, and I hope it continues to be a privilege. The scene is still secure. We went in and we boarded up all the broken windows on the first floor. The doors are still locking. The locks still work, so the facility is secure. We haven't officially been released the entire building back to us yet, but we've been given the permission to remove things that we asked to remove, the files and whatnot. So we'll continue working on that. I think we got most of it, but we'll continue as we need to with that as well. But again, the fencing's up. We've asked publicly numerous times for people to please stay out of that fence. It's posted to stay out. There is some dangerous conditions around there. As you drive by and look at it, there's some objects that are hanging off the edge that could fall at any time. We don't want anybody to get hurt. We want to keep that place clear. We've boarded the windows. We painted them just to try to take care of our building and give it the respect that it needs. And so Matt did some work today around the outside to clear out some of the debris. I think he took two, if not three, dump truckloads of debris out of there. And so all those little bit help, not only for us as we look at it as we drive by, but also for the community as they drive by and see that as well. I'd like to echo some of what Chief Castillo said. The community coming together in this tragic event for the city is the heartwarming part of this. Chief Castillo made the comment, and I think we're in the same boat. Some of our guys probably gained weight on this process because there was so much food. Everybody came forward. Restaurants that were probably losing business because of the situation we had going on there were still coming forward and providing for us to make sure that we were taken care of. Water, food, Gatorade, whatever we needed. We had a house available to us across the street for the majority of this fire. To use however we needed, restroom, kitchen, whatever we needed, it was there for us. And I really appreciate the church and the community as a whole coming together for us in this time, because that's what also helped get us through this, is the support of the community. So I thank you for that.
Thank you, sir. I can say again that doing this as a business, I have never seen a situation where the windows were boarded up and painted at the same time. It was an amazing situation. Who did the board up?
We had Public Works there. We had about five guys. They showed up right on, this is Saturday afternoon. You know, everybody's got weekends, everybody's got things to do, but when we got a job to do, we all came together.
Right.
They got the windows boarded up. Mr. Smith and myself went out there and we slung some paint, probably got a little on ourselves, but we got the job done and we got it taken care of. So it was good.
Excellent. Thank you. Any questions from the council of Chief Achata? Thank you, sir. Job well done.
Thank you very much.
Dwayne,
Wallace.
Would you?
Yeah. Well, I'm Dwayne Wallace, and I guess I'm just Public Works right now. Usually in these big fires, the call goes out to Public Works because we're the ones, we'll man the water truck. We have the barricades, we have the bodies. So we had two people show up immediately, our on-call person from wastewater, and then our streets lead supervisor. Then about 2 o'clock, I believe, we received a phone call from Chief Achave, and I quite didn't believe why the police chief would be calling me at 2 o'clock in the morning. I showed up because our public works director is currently out because of surgery, and we stayed on scene, I think, for the next 4 days. We provided the barricades, the extra manpower, anything the different agencies needed, we were able to get. 7 o'clock, in the morning of the fire, I was able to get the fencing secured at the suggestion of the chief. We know who to go to for things like that, so we had that done. By the afternoon, I had secured a structural engineer to come down at the request of the Cochise County Sheriff Department. By that evening, I had two local contractors also agreed to come do the walkthrough with the adjuster. They're going to bring their contractors. We're going to bring ours to kind of get an idea of the whole scope. That will be John Severovich and KNG Construction. And just support. I'd like to thank Stan's Fence. They were able to get us the fencing right away. We had to go get it, but we had the manpower to do it. I'd also really like to thank Mike Rutherford of Rutherford Diversified Industries. I called him up and said I needed a lift, and he had one delivered the next morning, no charge, because he wants to help us and law enforcement out. Whatever is needed. While all this was going on, the morning of the fire, we immediately set up Public Works at the wastewater plant. That is the newest building we have with the internet access. So I was able to get Lorena and Saida down there to answer calls and start doing work orders at least. So we can still continue to pick up garbage, recycling, unplugged sewers, all the other things that are required. And it's a little tough right now. We're kind of spread out, but that will change in the next day or two. And we're just moving forward in contact. You know, I have to echo it. Just we joke a lot in the different, in the different departments. You know, that's the way it is. But when something like this happens, we do tend to kind of all gravitate towards each other and help each other. And I have to just, I'm completely amazed with the response from the community. And 7:30 that morning, I think, we had a full breakfast waiting for us of the fire at the church. Mm-hmm. And we had already secured the space. They let us use it. And for me and for all my guys, having that meeting, having Robert Smith have that meeting first thing in the morning, get us all together, that kind of set the tone for the whole weekend and everything. We've all come together. We're all trying to figure out what we can do better together, and what we can do to move the city forward from this. The work ahead, we'll just have to see. We will do whatever is necessary to help the city move forward. I think that's it.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mayor, for all your hard work and the work that's coming in the future.
Yes.
Mayor, I'd also like to recognize Public Works for the facilitation of the other department's missions through this. The space at the school would not be functioning as a recovery space and a distribution space were it not for Public Works installing exhaust fans, helping with tables, getting the space ready. They've been helping with a lot of the boots on the groundwork, so getting in the building, helping to pull stuff out, getting training done, even backfilling some things. You know, we had everybody go and get their refresher tetanus shots and Hep C and Hep A and B. And so Public Works has been the mortar that has held a lot of this together. And these guys have been pulled in 20 different directions, yet they're still holding their team together and delivering for everyone that counts on them.
Thank you. Thank you.
Any questions?
Any questions? I don't think so. Everybody's in awe. There's no questions. There's no questions. Chief?
I apologize, but there's two very important entities that I forgot to mention when I was up here, and I would be failing in my duties if I didn't bring them up. The Arizona Rangers also, not only did they come out when the Sheriff's Assist Team could no longer continue to hold the building, they came out and sat there all night, but they also were out today helping sort through some of the paperwork to try to help that process as well, and we'll continue to help wherever they're needed. The other one is Freeport-McMoRan. In the middle of the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, my phone rings and it's Terry Maddox calling us to see if we need any help. We didn't reach out to them. They reached out to us because he heard about the fire and immediately said, I have a 4,000-gallon truck and I can get a guy there to you as soon as you need it if you guys need our help. And yes, of course we need your help. And they sent us a truck, and shortly thereafter, Terry Maddox himself showed up on scene and offered not only his truck, but we were having some water issues at the time. We still had water for the fire, but we were running low. We needed those trucks to come in. They had a filling station that they had their own gravity fill off their own tanks. It's Arizona water, so it's good clean water, but it's not on the system that we were using to try to fight the fire. So now we could go and fill these trucks much closer than we would have had to go, and we're not affecting the water that the trucks are trying to pump from to begin with. And then even after that, offered up another building if one was not available for us to relocate to. So again, huge for us, their help. We were sending those water trucks. They were hooking up to fire trucks and pumping water, and then they disconnect and go and fill right back up again, just making the loop. And without Freeport coming forward and offering that to us, this could have had a very different outcome. So again, they're due recognition for sure. So
thanks, Chief.
Appreciate
that. I had a couple other things to say, but do you have any other departments to come forward?
I did want Ashley to have a chance, and I wanted Carrie to have
you
a
bet.
Chance to.
You bet.
So, Carrie?
Albert's making me look fat. I'm all grubby.
You've been handling burned stuff?
Yes. So, last week we were fortunate that Ashley had the fire department go in and get our server for us, so that was a big help, making things quicker for finance to be able to get payroll out. And since then, we've been ordering everything that we need to get finance back up and running to take payments and get checks out. We're not ready yet, probably Wednesday. The county's been nice enough to give us a window here in this building, and we'll have to get some signage up to direct people to our window. So hopefully by Wednesday we will be able to start taking payments again. Right now the police department has been holding them for us, and they've also been taking our phone calls. So, today Public Works has been dumping lots of filing cabinets and bins and boxes full of paperwork. Finance was fortunate that our office apparently is not as bad as everybody's, and most of the things in the cabinets are fine. They smell, so I think we're going to need to scan everything. I don't think we're going to want to keep anything. All the loose stuff around the office, there's water damaged, but everything in our cabinets are still good, so it's going to be a long haul.
Yes.
And Other than that, you know, we're all tracking our expenses for insurance purposes and tracking our time. I think that's...
Any questions of Ms. Backman? Thank you. You guys have, I've been around you all day. You're working hard, and we really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Coronado?
So, of course, thanks to the fire department, our servers were obviously saved. They don't know how much, you know, I appreciate it. It could have taken days to get the information uploaded off the cloud. So thank you guys tremendously.
Would you pull the mic a little closer?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am.
The server is here, and it is up and operational. So employees should be able to begin working, hopefully, tomorrow, if not Wednesday. We should be at least able to access our files. Offices have been designated here at the county. We're going to be located in a few places, the Board of Supervisors wing over here. Finance, we're going to have an actual window to be able to take payments, like Carrie had mentioned. And then planning and zoning is going to have our community development and public works. I want to make sure to thank the county. They've just completely opened their doors to us, and it's been great. All of our original 6,000 numbers, our 6,000, 6,001, so on and so forth, they're all transferring here. So the public will have access under the numbers that they're familiar with. They're not operational just yet, but they will be hopefully this week as well. Until then, we have cell phone numbers for each department that the public can reach us at. We did post it to Facebook, and we will be doing that to our website. Didn't get to that today, but we will. I can give them to you guys now, just so you have them if you need them. For my office, the city clerk's office, 366-7769. For the finance department, 366-7768. Public Works is working out of the wastewater building right now, so they are 432-3737. And HR is 366-7766. I know we've already said it before, we have wonderful staff here. I'm very, very proud to be a part of the city of Bisbee. And I'm very, very thankful we had Mr. Smith at the helm. He jumped right in. He literally kept us all calm and on task. So thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody have any
questions?
Thank you.
Any questions? Apparently not.
Okay.
And I do know that Ms. Coronado spent a good part of the weekend at the fire scene and elsewhere working too. So thank you very, very much for all the extra, as most of our staff did, but thank you so much for the extra stuff too, Ashley.
Mayor, could I add one last thing?
Yes, sir.
Throughout the ordeal of coming to grips with the fire and then recovering and creating a plan for extrication and recovery and reinstituting our operations, the one common chord that I've heard through all of the leadership has been one of forward thinking and hope. And what I'm hearing from them isn't about all the challenges that they face and the difficulty that they're working through. What I'm hearing from them are, wow, we have a chance to look out there, find the best way to do this public service for our community and leapfrog over where we were and create an even better public process for our city. And I have to tell you, the quality and depth of the leadership that you have is exemplary here. And they have their hearts and their minds in the right places, and I am certain that they will get us there. It's been impressive to watch.
Thank you. Thank you. And the public's going to become aware that we're going to be asking for public input into what's needed in a new facility. It's not going to be just us deciding, but we want the public to, it's their facility. We want them to help design what's needed in that new facility. So I wanted to also indicate a couple things. I was gone. I was in Australia. The only reason I'm bringing that up is because it's far away, and yet I was involved by numerous phone calls, and just to show what kind of city, again, that we have, is that I received a phone call pretty early after the fire was going from Mitzi, who's the manager of the Bisbee Breakfast Club, to say, hey, Mayor, I just want to let you know we're aware of what's going on, and I've called some cooks in, and we're going to start making food for all the guys down there. And she then also, they got Tejo's and Beto's and Jimmy's involved. They went to Safeway to pick up extra food to make for the troops, if you will. And Safeway said, no, we'll donate that. So Safeway donated food and water and all kinds of stuff. I received soon after the incident a phone call from the mayor of Benson with condolences and asking if there was something that he could do. Could he send personnel down to help, anything that they could do? I received emails from Douglas, from Mayor Uribe. And then I started receiving within literally 2 hours, so it would have been 3 o'clock Bisbee time, I started receiving messages from Congresswoman McSally's office, Senator McCain and Flake's office, asking if there's anything that they could do. Martha McSally called me on my cell phone Saturday to make sure that there was nothing that we needed, provided her personal cell phone number to bypass her staff if needed, to also talking about potential of federal funding for us down the road to assist with us in rebuilding. APS has immediately jumped in and contacted Freeport, and Freeport has partnered with them, and they have communications out to business groups, asking business groups to donate to the city things that we need, and they've asked us for a wish list of computers, desks, chairs, anything that we need business-wise to assist with, which right now we don't need a whole lot because of the county's generosity, but down the road we will. And we have that ability of presenting a wish list to APS and FMI, and they're going to help get it done. And we have another meeting. Our regular meeting council is here tomorrow night at 7. Then we have a special meeting at 5:30 on Wednesday. And KBRP is going to be trying to be set up so that they can get this broadcast just as the same as we have been in the past. And from that, from tomorrow night forward. So we may have a couple hiccups initially, but in short order, we'll be back completely operational as far as transparency to the public. And I know, again, I've missed all kinds of people, and down the road, we'll be thanking them as they come to memory. But is there any questions I can answer for the council? Okay. Anybody in the council have anything they'd like to add? Ms. Hanson.
I just want to echo what Chief Castillo said. It definitely was a very, I don't even know the word to how to describe it. But if you had been out there and seen what had happened and how they responded, not only the fire department, but also the police department, the community, it would bring tears to your eyes. I have never seen a community come together the way Bisbee did. And I am so proud of our staff and all of, and Mr. Smith, Robert Smith. As far as his leadership, when I saw him on Wednesday morning, he immediately had a meeting set up and had everyone in the community center, or the community church, and as, you know, this is, we need to figure out what we're going to do and press on.
Thank you, ma'am.
I'm not through yet.
Well, stop pausing so long
well,
in between.
Anyway, I just want to say thank you and just add my thanks to everything that everyone has done. I just couldn't be prouder of this community. Thank you. I am through.
Oh, okay. Yeah. One thing I did forget real quick was the school and Tom Woody. Emailed him my nighttime so that he would get it in the daytime, and he responded almost immediately when I emailed and said, is there any chance we can get some facilities at the Bisbee Junior High on Melody Lane? And he emailed me back and said, whatever you need is yours. So again, thank you to the school district. Everybody's there for us. So. Mr. Lindstrom, anything, sir? Mr. Dunn.
Certainly, I was at the site very early, and I witnessed every bit of this. Yes. So I visually witnessed every bit of what was described here this evening, and thank you for all.
Mr. Jenkins, sir.
Just want to say thank you again, and it is really nice that the city really came together on this, and I think not just city employees and staff, but the town. The town has come together, and it feels good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would echo that as well. Thank you very much. It it just makes it great to live in a town, a city like this.
Yeah. Anything else, Ms. Nelson?
Just thank you again for everything that you have done.
Ms. Clark.
I can't remember.
Okay. I think we get your sentence. Okay. Hearing nothing else, may I have a motion?
I move that we adjourn.
Do we have a second?
A second.
Mr. Davis seconded that. All those in favor signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, same sign. We stand adjourned. Thank you.
Don't add.